We begin the current daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Pei Dal. We begin three lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing the halachas of Karban Pesach, and a Mishnah will discuss specifically which parts of the Karban Pesach are those that are called Nimnan Olam, that you could be counted on them. That is because every single person that is part of the group of the Karban Pesach has to have a portion to him, at least a part the size of a kezayis. So when you're cutting away all the different pieces to give everyone a portion, what are considered parts that are considered part of the baster that would be considered that you're part of that carbon to have a kezayis of that? So our Mishnah says, "Kol hanechel b'sher hagadol, whatever could be consumed by a large ox," which means to say that it's already reached a stage of maturation, that whatever was going to become hard became hard already, then that is something that yeochel b'diharach, that could be eaten by a soft kid goat, which means to say that even an animal, where when it's 8 days old, the youngest it could be when it's fit to be eaten by the Karban Pesach, it's only if when it's going to be hard, it's still going to be fit to be eaten. However, something that would not be normally eaten by a large ox because it already became hard, then that is something that you cannot be counted on for Karban Pesach, even though right now it is soft because the animal is very young. Still, however, since ultimately it's going to get hard, we already view it as not part of the baser, and hence that's not something that you could be counted on as part of the Karban Pesach for a kezayis. Then the Mishnah concludes and says that similarly, what one can eat and be considered as part of the Karban Pesach are verashe kenafayim, the ends literally of the wings, but it means the shoulder blades of the animal, vahasechusim, and the cartilage. What that refers to are in the body of the animal, there's many different places where there's cartilage, for example, by the lobe of the ears, or the cartilage of the chest, or the small vertebrae at the end of the spine. That type of cartilage is also considered part of the animal and would fulfill the chiv of a kezayis of the Karban Pesach. So now Gemara asks a contradiction. Rabbi Rami, Rabbi posed the following contradiction. On the one that tonight we learned in our Mishnah, kol hanechel b'sher hagadol, whatever could be eaten, even when it's going to reach such a large age of a large ox, ya'ochel b'gidi harach, it could be eaten then in that state when it's a soft kid goat. The inference is, as we said before, b'shein nechaloi, but if it wouldn't be eaten when it would grow older, then it cannot be eaten now, even though it's soft. A mistake, however, look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah at the end says, Rasha kenefayim, the ends of the shoulder blades, vasachusim, and the cartilage, that we said that you could eat. But the problem is, vahani loy mesachli b'shar gadol, these parts are not eaten by large ox, because by the time the animal gets large, this cartilage and these shoulder blades get very hard and they're not eaten. So we have an internal contradiction in our Mishnah. On that, Rabbah answers, says, El Tanoihi, what we have to say that our Mishnah is, from the beginning to the end, is a Machlekes Tanoim. And this is how you should read the Mishnah. Kol hanechel b'sher hagadol, yochel b'gidei harach, whatever could be eaten by a large ox is eaten by a small kid goat. However, v'shein nechaloi, whatever cannot be eaten, even though now it's still edible, that cannot be used to fulfill the chiv by the Karban Pesach. The yesh oimim, and these are the words that have to be inserted. However, there are those that say, afrashi kenefayim asachusim, that even the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage, that since by a large ox itself, it could be eaten with the process known as shlika, which is a cooking it for a long duration. If you cook it very long, then it would be edible, even by the shahar gadlus, although generally it's not edible. However, this other opinion, the end of our Mishnah, that other Tana holds, that would be enough to consider it an edible part of the animal. And hence, now that when it's for sure edible, because it's a young kid goat, then it could be used as a part of the Karban Pesach. But it's a machlokes tanoim according to Rabbah. Rav Amar, Rabbah says no. He says, Mahin ketanoim. There's no machlokes tanoim in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah should be understood in the context of Mahin. What are they? This is what the Mishnah was saying. Kol hanechel b'sher hagadol b'shloko, whatever could be eaten by a large ox, not just straight off the bat, not just with regular roasting, but rather with cooking for long durations of time, then yo'ochel b'gidei harach b'kitzli. Then that is something that could be eaten, and although then it's not so edible, but it could be if you cook it a lot, then now for the Karban Pesach, which is eaten roasted, which those types of by the shor hagadol would not be fit, it's only when you do a shlaka, a large cooking, but since it is possible, so then now when it is young and it is edible, then that would be considered fit for gidei harach, for a young kid goat with roasting. Umahin, and that's what our Mishnah says. And what are these things? Rasha kenefayim vasachusim, just like by the ends of the shoulder blades and these cartilages, where although when they're shor hagadol, they're not fit, but with shlaka, with cooking them for long periods of time, then they become soft and edible. That is the things that now, when it's a young kid goat, that then it is fit to be eaten in the state of even just roasting. As the Gemara says, Tanika Vosei the Rava, we have a Braisa that seems to say like Rava. The Braisa says, Kla Nechel B'Shar Gadol B'Shlaka, whatever can be eaten by a large ox with this extensive cooking, Nyochlem G'di Harach B'Tzli, then that is something that can be eaten by the kid goat with just roasting. Umahinu, what are they? Rashi couldn't find Vasechusim. Those are the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage. Again, exactly how Rava had interpreted our Mishnah, not like Rava that is a Machloikis, but rather it was coming to say, eaten by the Shah HaGadol, even in the state of Shlaka. Then the Braisa concludes and says, V'gidin harachin, and the soft sinews, nidainin kibasar, that those ligaments, those parts of the animals, these connective parts of the tissue, are considered as meat, and hence as part of the Karban Pesach, which you can fulfill your chiyuv of a kezayis and be counted in the Karban Pesach when you're apportioning to see how much meat there is, that is considered as basar. So related to this, the Gemara says, and related to our Mishnah, the Gemara says, Itma, we have the following machlekes. Gidin shesoifin lahakshus, regarding these sinews that ultimately are going to become hard, which this is a reference to the gidin, the sinews of the neck, where by the kid goat and by lamb, which these are the younger ages of goat and the sheep, they're still soft. However, when they get older, then they ultimately become hard. So what is its status right now? So on that, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechonam, he says, Nimna lehem b'pesach, you could count among those parts of the animal for your part in the Karban Pesach, which means he considers it as basar. Shlakush, he says, E nimna lehem b'pesach, one cannot count himself for those ligaments, for those sinews, for the Karban Pesach. Now, although, as Rashi points out, we just finished saying that Braisa, that Gidin Harachin, that these soft sinews are considered as basar, so that is the machlekes between Rabbi Yechonam and Rosh Lakish, as the Gemara is going to explain, that according to Rabbi Yechonon, that he says, as long as they're rachin, even now, although later they're going to be hard, that's what the Braisa means to say, that Gidin HaRachin are like basar. Whereas Rish Lakish learns that it's in reference to the other types of Gidin, not those of the neck, that are always soft. That's what the Braisa meant when they said Gidin HaRachin, but these of the neck, although it's soft now, but since they're going to become hard, those are not called Gidin HaRachin, and therefore they would not have a loch like basar. As the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechonon Amar Nim Nalein, he says that you could count those Gidin of the Tzaver, at which are ultimately going to be hard, as basar right now, because basar hashtazlin, we go in regards to what it is right now. Now it's soft, now people eat it, now it's like a part of the animal, and hence you could count on those. Rish Lakish Einim Nalein says you cannot count for your kezayis from those parts of the animal, because basar b'sayfazlin, we go in regards to the future, what ultimately is going to be, and since it's going to be hard, we don't view this as part of the animal to be yitz yichiv of karban pesach of a kezayis. So the Gemara says, the Eitz V'Yer Shlokish Rabbi Yechonon, Yer Shlokish asked Rabbi Yechonon, from this Braisa that we mentioned before, Kol Anechel B'Shar HaGadol, we said that whatever is eaten by a large ox, Ya'ochel B'Gidi HaRach, that is what could be eaten by the soft kid goat. Now, Mahein, what are those? Rosh HaKinefayim B'Sachusim, those are the ends of the shoulder blades and the cartilage. So Shlokish says, Hani In, which means that the Gemara assumes right now, from the fact that it specified these two items, it was saying just these, but regarding these sinews that are ultimately going to be hard, that is not considered something that's fit. As we see, because it's only something that's nechel b'shar ha-gadol, that's not. And we're just making these exceptions with these two items, but all the other types that are going to be hard, like those of the tzava that we're arguing about, would not be considered something that's edible and to be fit for the chiyuv of the Karban Pesach. So Rabbi Yochanan responded to him, says, no, Tana Hani, it said these two types, of the shoulder blades and of the cartilage, the same thing would apply for all these other types that are the same principle, which is the case we're arguing about, of the sinews of the neck. Because Hani Mai Taima, what is the reason, and he's coming to explain, what is the reason for those two exceptions that he said? Because they can be eaten by the large ox when it's cooked extensively. This case that I'm arguing on you regarding the Gidin of the Tzaver, if you cook it extensively, they would also be fit to eat. And therefore now, by the Gidi HaRach, when it is still soft and edible, therefore, to the contrary, that is exactly like what I'm saying, that would be considered something that you're Nimna love and you could count your Kazayas of Pesach from those Gidin. So now related to this, the Gemara says, Amalei Rabbi Yimler Oven, Ki Azal LeKamei Derbevo, when you go in front of Derbevo, Ramalei post him the following contradiction. Me, Amir B'Yechonon, did Rabbi Yechonon say regarding this last machlekes that we just spoke about regarding Rabbi Yechonon Rish Lakish, that Gidin Shesayif and Lahakshayis, regarding these sinews, those specifically of the neck, which are ultimately going to become hard. Nimna Lehm B'Pesach, they said you could count on it on Pesach. Almost, obviously, we see Basar Hashtazlin, and the Rabbi Yechonon holds that the criteria is what it is right now. If it's soft, edible, it's considered part of the Basar, and you could be Yitz Yechiv, that's the main criteria. But v'habayim in Eresh Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan seems to contradict something he said elsewhere, because Eresh Lakish had asked Rabbi Yechanan, Ur harosh, the height of the head, shall egel harach of a soft calf, where the Gemara Masechet Chulin Daf Kof Chabez explains that as long as the calf is nursing and the hide of its head is soft, then they would cook it together and eat it with the animal. So on some level it is like basar. So his question to Rabbi Yechanan was, Mahu Sheyatame, what would be the halacha now for that hide? It's almost like they eat it together with the flesh of the animal. What would be the halacha? Would it also get the tumah of Eichlin? Because on some level it is like the meat itself. So therefore, essentially his question was, the question that they were arguing about before. Do we go regards to how it is right now? And hence, since it's eaten with the animal, it's like the piece of the basar, hence it would be metame. Or do we go after the future? And ultimately, the hide of the head of the calf is going to become hard, and it's not going to be edible, it's not going to be a ma'akon, therefore it's not metame. So that was his question he asked Rabbi Yechanan. V'amaloi, e metame. Rabbi Yechanan told him that it does not transmit tumah. Alma, so therefore, basa basa basa, we see that Rabbi Yechanan himself considers that the status of these parts of the animal in regards to the future, and that's why it's not going to be metame, because ultimately it's going to be hard, it's going to be the hide and not part of the basa. But that contradicts what he says over here in this machlikis with Reish Lakish, where here he says that we go in regards to what it is right now, because although these gidin are ultimately going to become hard and not like basa, but since now they're soft, he considers them like basa. So how do we understand? Ask him that contradiction. So when he went and asked that question, he got the answer. Amalei, he said to him, the Ramalacha, the one who posed to you this contradiction, he's not concerned, he doesn't even care about what his flour is. In other words, he doesn't care what he's grinding, if it's wheat, or if it's those that which are discarded. Because we know already that Rabbi Yechanan retracted to Reish Lakish from this halacha of Gidin Shesoyv Lahakshas. Although we quote in our Gemara this machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish regarding these Gidin, that are ultimately going to become hard, if they have a halacha like Basar, which Rabbi Yechanan said, or like Reish Lakish, that it's, since it's going to be hard, it's not like Basar, Rabbi Yechanan ultimately retracted to Reish Lakish and agreed that it will not have a halacha like Basar, rather Al Shem Seifei. As the Gemara says in Masechet Chulin Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph, that regarding this question, Rabbi Yechanan had responded, as we quoted in our Gemara, that this Egel Rach, the head of the soft calf, that hide, he said it's not going to be metame. Now, on that, Reish Lakish asked from a Mishnah in Ha'erva Raitiv, where it says that these things, that their hide are like the meat, and one of the items mentioned over there was that the Oir HaRosh, the hide of the head of a Egel HaRach, of a young calf, that is, it says that it will have the halacha like the basar. So Reish Lakish asked, what do you mean? That you see you do go basar hashta. To the contrary, Reish Lakish was asking under Rabbi Yechanan, what seems to be Rabbi Yechanan's opinion here, not like Reish Lakish, that he said, regarding that halacha that I just asked you, is it going to be metame or not? So your time is not going to be metame, which sounds like you're saying Hashem Seifer. But then he asked him, as the Gemara quotes from Sakta Schulen, that there seems to be clearly Tanoik support, a Mishnah that says that no, that these things will have the status of Hashta of right now, because it says that the hide of the head will have the halacha as the meat itself for this halacha of Tumah. And that V'amalei, over there the Gemara quotes, that Rabbi Yechanan responded to Reish Lakish, Atakni Teini, don't bother me with that Mishnah, Shabaloshin Yachar Ani Shayna Isam, because that Mishnah that you're quoting to me, that makes it sound like it's Basar Hashta, that the criteria is right now, and if it's eaten with the animal, hence it would be like a piece of meat, not like hide, that I say is a Loshin Yachar. What that means to say is generally Rabbi Yechanan says Allah is like a Stam Mishnah, a non-mis Mishnah, Allah is like that. And therefore you're asking me that, you see the anonymous Mishnah says like that, it says, I say that it really was an individual, not like the Rabban of the Rabbanon who argue on that Mishnah, and don't bring me right from that, the halacha is not like that Mishnah, to the contrary, go bust his safe. And as Rashi explains, obviously originally Rabbi Yechanan relied on that Mishnah, which is why he said, in which we had originally quoted in our Gemara, that he argued in Reish Lakish regarding the Zgidin Shesayif and Lahakshas. He said that although they're going to become hard, these sinews of the neck, right now they're soft, just like that Mishnah says over there in the Ever-Raitim, that it is based on the criteria right now. And that's why he held this like Basar. But ultimately he recalled that is a Das Yachin. No, it was an individual statement that was a Tana that said that in that Mishnah, that it's Basar Hashta. And therefore he retracted and he said that no, The halacha is, as he had responded to Rish Lakish, which is what we would have been asking of in this Gemara, ein metame. Regarding the egel harach, that hide, I know right now it's edible, but we don't go basar hashta. And I know there's a mission that says you go basar hashta, but that's a yachid. We go basar saif. And that's why, don't ask me this contradiction. He's saying, whoever asked you doesn't understand his flour that he's grinding, because we know that Rabbi Yechon retracted to Rish Lakish, and although our Gemara quoted Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon said that with the Gdi, Harach, that we go basar hashta, it's not true. He retracted and he said basar saif, and that's why don't ask him that on the halacha of Ein Metame, because that is exactly how he held the maskana, that it's basar saif, and he agrees to Rish Lakish that regarding the Gidi Harach, that regarding these Gidi Hatzaver, that the halacha is going to be that you go basar saif, and he would agree that it would not be like basar, and one could not fulfill his chiyuv of Karban Pesach to be nimna lav on these sinews, because ultimately they're going to become hard, and that's why it's not fit. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on these halachas of the Karban Pesach. So the Mishnah says, Hashev Reseh Etzem BePesach Atar, whoever breaks a bone on a pure, in other words, a kosher Karban Pesach, Harizah LeKarbam, so that person gets Malkus for the Isser of breaking a bone of the Karban Pesach, which is a Pasuk in the Torah. Aval, however, the Mishnah says, HaMoshe, if someone leaves over, even Betar, even in a kosher Karban Pesach, or v'hashayri betame, if someone breaks the bone, but from an invalid Karban Pesach, ein alaykes abam, he does not get malkes, neither for the lav of leaving over of loisa siru, which is a negative prohibition of leaving over in the Karban Pesach, and neither for the isra of breaking a bone of loisishbru when it's not a kosher carbon, as the Gemara will explain the reason. So the Gemara asks, regarding these two exceptions of we said that you're not going to get malkes, although you violate a negative prohibition, so bishleim meiser betar. We understand that regarding leaving over from even the kosher Karban Pesach, which is a lav of leisa siru, that you're not going to get malchus. They're telling like we learned the brayser two reasons why you wouldn't get malchus, because there's a pasuk in Shemais that says leisa siru minad boik. You should not leave over from the Karban Pesach until the morning. Vanoisim minad boik. Whoever does leave it over until the morning, so there the pasuk ends beish tisroifu. You should burn it in the fire. On that, the first opinion in the Brisa says that Baha Kosov Lit Nase Achalaisa say the Pasuk is coming to tell you a positive commandment after the negative prohibition. Lamer, to tell you Sha'in Laika that you're not going to get Malkus, Divri Rabbi Huda, that's the opinion of Rabbi Huda, which basically what it is, it's the famous category known as Alav Shenitig Lase. And that is, whenever you have a negative prohibition, which could then be corrected with a positive commandment, that a person does not get malchus on it, because the understanding is that when the pasuk gives you a positive commandment to then retract and then to perfect what you had done wrong, it's saying that that is what you will get now instead of what would normally be malchus, and that would save you from that. Additionally, Rashi tells us the reason why you wouldn't get Malkus in Lav Shenetik Lase is because the source of learning on Malkus is from the Lav of Chasimov, that one is not allowed to muzzle an animal while it's working. And therefore, we compare all prohibitions that want to get Malkus to that. And just like there's no essay that's monotic that fixes that. And therefore, here where you do have an essay, that would not be like the same as the category of muzzling. And therefore, it would not be eligible for Malkus, because it's not exactly like that case of Chasimov. So the first pshat in the Brisa is that of Rabbi Huda, that's a lav hanitig laseh, and that's why you don't get malchus, because then you could go ahead and correct it by, although you violated leaving it overnight, but you could take care of it, so to speak, by then burning it and getting rid of it that way. Rabbi Yaakov Aymehi says, loy min Hashem uzeh. No, that's not the reason why you don't get malchus, by violating the prohibition of leaving it overnight. Rather, it's because it's a negative prohibition that is not involving an action. It's a passive violation by just not eating it and having it gone overnight. Vain like and love, and that's why we don't get malchus in it. So fine, so we have two reasons why one would not get malchus on the Isra of Neser. But from where we know that one does not violate, which seems to be an Isra in the Torah, of the Etzem Leisishbru, not to break the bone, and it doesn't seem to say that it's only by a kosher one and not by a pasulah one, why are you exempt from Malkus? So now the Gemara says, Namakra, because there's a pasuk in Shemais that says, the Etzem Leisishbru Bai, that the bone should not be broken in it, in the reference to the Karban Pesach, but Bai is an extra word, because it could have just said, V'etzem leisishbru, don't break the bone, we know we're talking about the Karban Pesach. So, boi b'kosher, in it, which is exclusionary, that's saying only in the kosher one, v'lei b'pasul, but not in an invalid Karban Pesach. And that's how we know, b'tame, by an invalid Karban Pesach, that if one breaks the bone, one will be exempt from Malkus. So the Gemara brings a brisa related to this. Turn around, learn the brisa. V'etzem leisishbru, boi, that a bone should not be broken in the Karban Pesach, boi b'kosher, v'lei b'pasul, as we said, that is only in the kosher one, but not an invalid one. Rebbe says the same halacha in a different version. It says over there in the pasuk, "Bebayis echad ye'ochel," that in one house it should be eaten, "ve'etzam le'sish berbo," and a bone should not be broken in it. So he learns from the comparison to "bayis echad ye'ochel," to be eaten, the kol haroy la'achila yesh b'mishum shvirus etzam, that whatever is fit to be eaten has the prohibition of breaking the bone. That, however, whatever is not fit to be eaten does not have the violation of breaking the bone. So the Gemara asks, "My Benah, what's the difference between these two pshatim?" It sounds like it's saying the same thing. Whatever is kosher is that which is fit to be eaten. So what is these two different pshatim? So the Gemara ultimately brings 8 different explanations for this machlokes, each one that the next opinion then says, no, that's not the correct pshat, and says the reason why, and then moves on. So ultimately there's 8 pshatim. So the first pshat in the Gemara is Amar B'Yirmiyah, Pesach haba b'tuma ikabinayim, that regarding Karban Pesach, that comes in a state of tuma. That's the difference between them, and that is when the tzibur is tameh, we're allowed to bring the Karban Pesach in the state of tuma. So there's going to be a nafkamina, a difference in opinion between this opinion of Rebbe and that of the Tanakhama. Because Lamandam a kosher, according to Tanakhama, that says that it has to be a kosher one, and only then is there going to be an isser of loisish beru. So we continue on tuma beis. So high apostle, this carbon is pasul. Now what that means is, as Rashi explains, that it was done in the status of psul, because as Rashi says, tuma, which is an isser to do the carbon when you're in the state of tuma, is what's called dechuya. It's just pushed away in the tzibur. When the entire assembly of the Jewish people come tummy, then we push away the problem of tuma. However, it's really still invalid, because you're not allowed to do it that way. It's just exeza kasev. It's like the Torah has commanded and decreed that one should be able to exempt his chiyuv of Karban Pesach in the state of tuma. However, it's like as if it's saying that although it's pasul, you will fulfill your chiyuv. And therefore, since it's pasul, because it's done in the state of tuma, therefore there would be no isser of etzem leisish ruboy in when it's done in the state of tuma according to Tanakama. Whereas Laman Damiru al Achila, according to Rebbe, it says it has to be fit to be eaten. So Hainamiru al Achilahu, this is also fit to be eaten, as it says in the Mishnah on Ayin Vav Mebeis, that a Pesach that comes in the state of Tumah, which means when the Tzibur brings it when they're Tumah, it's Nechel B'Tumah, it could be eaten in the state of Tumah, and therefore, according to Rebbe, you would be Chayiv on the Isra of breaking the bone. According to Tanakhama, you would not, because we view this as a pasul of carbon, although we allow it to be brought and to be eaten, it's still a pasul, just that the Torah says you could be Yetzichiv with a pasul of carbon. The second pshat the Gemara brings of Yosef Amar, he argues, he says no. Kihai Gavna, this case that the first opinion has said, is the Kuli Alma, according to everybody, both opinions, Ein by Mishum Shvirus Etzem. No, there would be no violation of breaking the bone. And as he says, as most opinions that the Gemara brings later is, because the Rebbe that says that it has to be something that's fit to be eaten, La'akuli Ka'asi. He's coming to make it even more lenient. In other words, something that's kosher, but however, if it's not fit to be eaten, then still you wouldn't be violating your isser. However, he definitely agrees to the Tanakama's criteria that it has to be kosher and it can't be quote pasul, and therefore vahai ha-pasul hu. This is pasul, as we said, according to Tanakama, you're going to be exempt. And therefore, according to Rabbi, you're also going to be exempt, because this criteria of achila is only to be more lenient. Ella, rather, the machlekes, the nafkamina would be ha-yisle shas ha-kosher v'nisle k'benayu. The difference between them would be a type of a carbon pesach where it was fit at a certain point, but then later on it became pasul. Therefore, leman dama kasher, according to the one that says the Tanakama, that has to be kasher. So ha kasheru, this is a kasher carbon pesach because its avaidos, what was done to it, were done in a state of the way it was properly supposed to be done. So it's a kasher carbon pesach, and therefore, although later on it became possible for some other reason, however, it's a kosher carbon pesach because it was done in the proper ways, therefore one would violate the isser. L'mandamir al-achila, however, according to Rebbe, it says it has to be fit to be eaten. Ha-hashtalavir al-achila, however, right now it's not fit to be eaten because right now it's pasul and you can't eat a pasul carbon pesach, and therefore one would not violate the isser of breaking the bone in such a carbon pesach. Now the third pshat, Abay Amei says no. No, everybody would agree in this case that one would not violate the isra of breaking a bone. My time, what's the reason? Because hashta mias ha-paslu. Ultimately, right now, the carbon is pasul. So though the previous pshat wanted to say that it's a kosher carbon pesach because of the zrika, everything was done in this proper way, just became pasul later. However, ultimately, right now, it's pasul. It's not just not royal achila, it's an invalid carbon. Therefore, even according to Tali Kama, one would be exempt because it's not a kosher, it's a pasul. Rather, the difference between them would come out in the case of breaking the bone when it's still day of the 14th of Nisan when it's not yet the time to eat it yet, which is only at the night of the 15th. That is Lamanda, a kosher coin. The Talmud that says it has to be kosher. So kosher, it's definitely kosher carbon Pesach. Everyone brings there on the afternoon on the 14th of Nisan, they bring their carbon. It's kosher, and then you eat it later on at night. So now when you break the bone in the afternoon of the 14th, you're breaking the bone of a kosher carbon Pesach, and you would violate it. Whereas Lamanda Marola Chilu, according to Rebbe, it says it has to be fit to be eaten. Hashalav bar chilu. Right now it's not fit to be eaten because you can only eat it at the night of the 15th. On that thing, I'm going to ask Meisve, learn the Braisim. Rebbe says, Nimnin al Moich Shabiroish. You could count yourself for the kezayis that you have to eat on the marrow that's in the head. And that is, even if the only thing he had was a kezayis of marrow, he would be fulfilling his chiv, and he would be counted on the Karm Pesach with just marrow. That's considered like the bus of the Karm Pesach. However, ve'em ninen amoyach shabakulis. However, you cannot count yourself for your kezayis of the Karm Pesach on the marrow that's in the thigh bone. And the reason is because you're not allowed to break the bone to then take out the marrow, whereas by the marrow of the head, as the Gemara will explain, you could scoop it out and you could suck it out with a straw through the nostrils. So there's a way to get the marrow out without breaking any bones. Whereas by the marrow of the thigh bone, there's no way to get it out, and therefore you can't count yourself as that's going to be a kezayis, because that's not something that's attainable. Now, so the Gemara asks, Al-Moich Shebereish my time. So what was the reason we said, according to that the marrow of the head is something that's fit, that you could count yourself on that? So you're saying that one would be able to count himself on that, because since he could scrape it out and take it out through the nostril, that's why something is considered ro lachila, and would be able to be nimna, have him counting as that's his kezayis. Now the question is, but if you're going to assume the way Abaye had just said, that Shvir Se'etzim Yom Shabbadami, that Rebbe holds, and this is who we're quoting from this Bryce, is Rebbe, that breaking the bone on the 14th of Nisan is okay, there's no problem, according to Rebbe, as we said, because that's Birol Achil, and that's only at nighttime, then Koylis Nami, then the difficulty becomes, and even the thigh bone should also be allowed to be considered as Nimna Lov. How so? Because Nitrim Mimoyd Yom, break the thigh bone when it's still day on the 14th of Nisan, and then take out the marrow and count yourself as that's my kezayis. You need the marrow of the thigh bone, because marrow is like meat. The only reason why he said it's not, because there's no way to get it, but there is a way to get it. Break it on Erev Pesach, when according to Rebbe, you don't violate the Israel only up until night. So that seems to contradict Abaye's interpretation of the nafkamina between Rebbe and the Tanna Kamma, that according to Rebbe, one is allowed to break it yet here by the thigh bone. Clearly, it seems like you cannot break it on Erev Pesach. That Amalch Abaye tells you, what do you mean? That type of a question I'll respond to L'tameich, according to what you're saying. Meshech HaSheikha Nami. But then even according to you, that you hold, okay, you're going to say, oh, Rebbe obviously holds you can't break the thigh bone on Erev Pesach, and therefore my pshat doesn't work out. But you agree that it wouldn't work out by the thigh bone. But why? Even according to you, the thigh bone should be a way to get the marrow and be counted in it. Because even after dark, Naisu Gumarta, bring a coal, v'noiches olav v'nikla, and place it on the thigh bone, and then burn it until it makes a hole in the thigh bone, v'nafke l'maychdeh, and then take out the marrow, v'nimnala, and then you could count it on it. Why don't you say that type of case? And that's the same question you could ask on Rebbe. Because the time you learn the Braisa, that says clearly, abul hasayv bat samais, but someone that burns the bones, not breaking, v'amachadach begidno, or someone that chops by the sinews, aim by Mishum Shavir Zatzim, these two things are not violating the Isser, because it has to be bones and it has to be breaking. So, according to you, the same question would apply. That, wait a second, the Kailis should also be able to be counted on, because there is a way to access it without breaking. So, Elamayas Lachal members, but what do you have to say then? Why can you not count that to be that's your Kazayas from the marrow of the thigh bone, that because there's a way to attain it? So, the Gemara says that there's two reasons why. Abaye says, Mishum Pekka, because of breaking, that is maybe that the coal is going to burst the bone and it's going to end up cracking, not burning in a different place. That would be considered Shvira, of breaking, not of burning. That's our concern. And Rava says, a different concern, Mishum Hefsid Kachim, because of the loss of Kachim, that you're going to create a loss of the marrow and burn it, because the Komafs Lebiyadayim, that actively you're going to be destroying part of the Kachim, because Dilma Achal Nura Mimaychdideh, maybe some of the fire that you're burning the bone with is going to be burning and consuming some of the marrow, And it's better that it should become pusil on its own by not accessing, and not to have it that you're burning it actively, which is destroying hefsed kachim, which you should not be doing. And therefore, Abaye says, just like you yourself have to agree, that although technically there is a way to get to it, but we don't because we're concerned that our gezeiros drabanan, not to burn the bone, again, either because then it might cause a crack, or because you're going to be destroying some of the marrow. So the same thing is by me, regarding when it's still day, that although you're right, minatari, it is permitted, as I just had interpreted in Rebbe's opinion with the nafkamina between the first opinion of the Tanna Kamma. But we don't allow the breaking of the bones on Erev Pesach because you might come to do it then when it's nighttime too. Oh, everyone breaks bones. I saw just today, I saw someone else doing it. Yes, that was Erev Pesach. We're concerned you might do it at nighttime. That's why I say that it's aser. And therefore, we resolved Abaye's opinion that it is true that Rebbe holds as mutter. However, we do not count that as nibnan love because midrabanan, we don't allow you to do it. Therefore, it's inaccessible, so you can't count yourself as that. And the reason why midrabanan is aser because you might come to do it at night when it is aser. However, Rav Papa Amahi says, and he argues on that previous opinion, kol ki hai gavna, in the case that Abaye just described, kula ama yesh be mishrum shviras asim. Everyone would agree that there is a prohibition of breaking the bone. My time, what's the reason? Because lo urte mechzil achilo, because ultimately at night, it is fit to be eaten. So although Abaye said the difference would be regarding breaking the bone in Erev Pesach, and that he said according to Rebbe, you would be exempt because it's not royal achilo, he says no. It is considered, quote, royal achilo, because at nighttime it's fit to be eaten. So it's in the category of something fit to be eaten, you just have to wait a little bit. Even Rebbe would agree that one would be chayiv for breaking the bone in that case. Ella, rather, the fourth interpretation of what would be the nafkamina is be'evir sheyotza miktsasik. What they are arguing about is about a limb that only some of it went out of its area, that is, out of the walls of Yerushalayim. There's an isra of yotze, of taking the carbon out of where it's allowed to go. So, and then it becomes possible. Here we're talking about a limb that only part of the limb went out. Now, what you have to do is, you have to cut off the part that went out. That is going to be the case between the Tanna Kamma and Rebbe, because Manda Makasher, according to Tanna Kamma, that says that the animal has to be kasher, hakasherhu. So, the inner part of that limb is kasher, and if you break it, you're going to be over on the lav of loisish ruboy. Because rather, as our Mishnah says on Peheyim and Alf later on, that what you have to do is that you cut until you reach the bone, then you peel away the meat until you reach the joint, and then you break it there because you're not allowed to break the bone because there would be an isser of etam leisish brubai. So the way you go about how to do it, you cut down where it went out, peel away the meat, and you break it by the joint because you cannot break the bone. There would still be an isser because it is a kashra carbon over there. It's because you have the inner part. However, according to the Rebbe that says it has to be fit to be eaten, it's not fit to be eaten. As Rashi explains, what does it mean it's not fit to be eaten? In the place where it's breaking, where it's broken, it's not fit to be eaten. And therefore, there's not going to be an isser of etzem leisish brubai. But however, Rashi says, definitely, everybody agrees, even Tanna Kamma, regarding a limb that totally goes out, where it had a shas hakoshe and became possible, that according to everybody, there would not be an issur of breaking it, because right now it would be possible. What we're talking about over here is regarding part of it went out. That is, on that, as the Gemara says, he says, just like Rebbe, that although the Tanna Kamma would hold, that there would be an issur, because it is a kosher limb, the part that's still inside. However, regarding a limb, that part of it went out and you broke it, there is no issur shviras etzem, again, because that's just like Rebbe, who holds it has to be raw lachila, and in the place where it's broken, that's not fit to be eaten, and therefore, according to Rebbe, one would be exempt, according to Tanna Kamma, one would be chayv. However, Rav Sheshet Berid of Idi Amar, he says, and this is the fifth pshat in that nafka, in the nafka between Rebbe and Tanna Kamma, he says no. Kol kai gavna, the case that was just described regarding when part of the limb went out, the kuliyamba im mishum shviras etzem, that everybody would agree that there is no issa breaking the bone because the hai aver hu pasalu, because essentially this limb is pasal, and that is even according to Tanna Kamma, one would not be chai because the limb, which includes that which went out, is invalid, and therefore definitely one would not be chai according to both opinions. Ella shviras etzem benoik benayim. The difference between the two opinions are regarding a carbon pesach that's partially roasted. And that is, Manda, my kosher, according to Tanna Kamma, says it has to be kosher. Hakasher hu. it's a kosher carbon. In other words, the carbon Pesach is not allowed to be partially roasted, as there's a pasuk in the Torah telling you that. It has to be completely roasted. Now, when you're roasting something, it goes through a process of being partially roasted. So now, when you're roasting, if one would go out and take out the carbon Pesach and break the bone, then it wouldn't be a carbon pasul. It's definitely kosher. You're in the process of making it. Therefore, you'd be chayim. Whereas, uman damarah l'achila, however, according to Rebbe, that holds has to be fit to be eaten, hash to in the Ra'al Achila. However, now it's not fit to be eaten because that would be in the state of no, which there's an is in the Torah. You have to wait till it gets fully roasted. Therefore, if one would break it in that state, it would not be Ra'al Achila. And according to Rebbe, one would be exempt. According to Tanakama, one would be chayef. However, Rav Nachman Yitzchok Amar, he says, and this is the sixth interpretation in this machlokes, in this what would be the nafkemina, is that Kol Ki HaGavna, the case that was just mentioned, yesh b'mishum shavisa atzim. Everybody would agree that there would be an issur of breaking the bone, because my time, what's the reason? The Chazal Achila, quote, it is fit to be eaten. Even Rebbe would agree that although right now it's only partially roasted, but it's still considered that it's fit to be eaten. The matvilev achle, because roasted and eat it. It's, of course, it's fit to be eaten. You just have to finish up the process of roasting that you were doing it. And therefore, even Rebbe would agree that one would be chayv. Ella, shvir sa'alya ikibinai. The difference between them would be breaking the fatty tail of the animal. And that is, lamandam ha-kosher, ha-kosher, according to the one that says kosher, it's definitely kosher. But lamandam ro'al-achila, according to the one that says it's fit to be eaten, ho'ena ro'al-achila, this fatty tail is not fit to be eaten. Why not? Very simply, the alya l'gvayasalka, because the fatty tail goes up, ta'ashem goes on the mizbeach, and that is the alya of the sheep, are brought together with the emurim, with the sacrificial parts, which is not the case by the ox and the goat, as the pasuk says, the miyukar gimel, that chel boi ha'alya tamima, that the fats of the tail are complete, they're completely burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore that's why it's not ro'al achila, very simply, because you can't eat it, it has to go on the mizbeach. Whereas Rav Ashi, the seventh interpretation, he says no. Kol kahai gavna, regarding the fatty tail, everyone agrees, vade im by mishum shvir se'atzim. No, there would be no violation of breaking that bone, because the havad, the inner alechil klal, that's totally not fit to be eaten. In other words, even Tanakama that says it has to be kosher and not pasul, and the criteria is not fit to be eaten. But this is totally not fit to be eaten. Of course, that's not in the category of, quote, a kosher karm pesach. It means to say something that's kosher for the pesach that you could eat. This is totally not because it's brought on the mizbeach. Even he would agree that one would not violate in that type of case. Ella, rather, ever she'ina lov kazayis basar kibinayr. We're talking about the nafkamina is regarding a limb that does not have a kezias of flesh on it. Lamanda makasha hakasha, according to the one that says that all it has to be is a kasher karm pesach, even if it has very little meat, it's still a kasher part of the karm pesach, and one would violate the issa of breaking that bone. Lamanda amar alachila, we have according to Rebbe that says it has to fit to be eaten, be'inon shir achila v'leka, it has to have the requisite shir, the amount of what's considered achila, which is a kezias, that this bone does not have. Therefore, one would not be chayiv violating the issa of breaking the bone of that type of a carbon, of that piece of that type of a bone. Ravina, my Ravina says an eighth interpretation. He says, no, kol kai gavna, the case that was just described, less be mishum shvir se'atzim. Everyone would agree that there is no issa of breaking the bone to be in shir achila, because of course you need to have a shir achila. That's not considered, quote, a kosher or carbon. It has to have amount of meat. If it doesn't, it's not something that's in the category. Just like we said, the alya is not because it's brought on the mizbeach. Ela ibrishen olav kazayis b'basar b'makam zeh. Rather, the difference between them is that there's not a kazayis of flesh in this spot where you're breaking, but v'yesh olav kazayis b'basar b'makam acha. But there is a kazayis of flesh in a different place over there. Ikebinai, that's the difference between them. And that is lamanda makasher, according to the one that says if it has to be a kosher or carbon, kosher, it's definitely kosher. This limb even has a kezias of meat, just in the spot where you're breaking it doesn't have. Lamanda merelachila, however, according to the one that says it has to be fit to be eaten, be'inon shir achila b'makam shvir. You have to have a shir of achila, that means a kezias of basar, in the place of the bone actually where you're breaking v'haleka, and that you don't have. And they have, according to Rebbe, you'd be pater, according to Tanakama, you'd be chay. So now the Gemara has concluded these eight different interpretations. The Gemara says that Tanya Karbo Minayu, we learned a brisa that seems to support four out of these eight interpretations. The Tanya, we learned a brisa, Rebbe Yom, and this is again Rebbe, who they were coming to explain the difference between him and the Tanya Kama. So he says a pasuk in Shemais, Bebayis Echad Yachal, as he had quoted in the previous brisa that we had mentioned, that in one house that should be eaten, and the end of the pasuk is, Ve'etzam Leisish Berboi, that a bone should not be broken in it. So on that interpretation is, Ala Kashu Chayiv, on the kosher carbon Pesach, then you're liable for the issur of breaking the bone. V'ein chayev al apostle, however, you're not chayev for breaking the bone of an invalid carbon Pesach. And now Rebbe comes to explain what are these invalidations that would be excluded from the issur of breaking the bone. So he says, if it had a fit time, which means it was a kosher carbon, everything was okay with it. However, but then at the time when you're coming to eat, it was already pasul. Then although at one time it was kosher, which is what he argues on the Tanakhama according to one interpretation, then still he holds there would be no issur of breaking the bone. And that is like how Rav Yosef had said, because at least ultimately right now it's not fit to be eaten. Hashta ein aroy l'achila. And therefore, according to Rebbe, that in Rav Yosef's interpretation, the main idea is that it has to be fit to be eaten right now. Therefore, one would not be chayv. Then he continues, yesh b'shir achila, if there is a shir of consumption, which is the shir of kezayis, then yesh b'mishur m'shvius etzim, then there would be an issur of breaking the bone. Ein b'shir achila, but if there is no shir of achila, ein b'mishur m'shvius etzim, then there would be no violation of breaking the bone. Now, that is, as Rashi says, either like Ravina, who says that it has to be a kezayis abasa in one place, it doesn't help that it's in another place, a kezayis of meat. Or it's like Rav Ashi, who says that if it doesn't have a kezayis abasa at all, it's not going to be considered. Either way, it says that it has to have a kezayis abasa, a shir achila, to be chayav on the issa of breaking the bone. Then he continues, haroi lemizbeach, that which is fit for the mizbeach, that also is not included in the issur of breaking the bone. Now that is to exclude the fatty tail, the alya, which is like Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who said that since that's not royal achila, you can't eat it, rather than mizbeach itzim. That is also excluded. And finally, Rebbe says, the fourth Amarag statement that's being supported is b'shas achila yesh b'mishum shviyas etzim. During the time when you're eating the Karm Pesach, during that time period, that's when there's issur of breaking the bone. Not during the time when it's eaten, then there is no issur breaking the bone. That is, what does it mean not at the time when the Karban Pesach is eaten? That's when it's still day. On the 14th of Nisan, when they're bringing the Karban Pesach, then it can't be eaten yet. That's like Abaye that said, that when it's still day, that Rebbe is excluding, and Rebbe would hold that it's not royal achila then, that would be considered exempt from the issur of breaking the bone. Those are the four different Amarog statements which are supported in their interpretation in this machlekes between Rebbe and the Tanakhama, if the exemption of boy, of the etzim le'sish b'boy, is kosher and not pasul, or as like Rebbe said, that it has to be royal achila, and then we had eight interpretations of what is the difference between kosher and pasul, and royal achila, and in the royal achila.